Give the time to Brother Z. Please open to Psalm
73.
And let us read it alternately, brothers and sisters. And begin with the brothers.
Surely God is good to Israel, to such as we have pure in heart.
But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped.
For I was envious of the boastful, and I saw the prosperity
of the wicked.
不平.
For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm.
他们不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭灾。
Therefore pride serves as their necklace, violence covers them like a garment.
他们的眼睛因疲乏而脱俗，他们所得的过于心里所想。
They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily.
They set their mouth against the heaven, and their tongue walks through the earth.
Therefore his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them.
他们说,
and they say, how does God know?
And they say, knowledge is most high.
Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches.
我实在突然寂静了我的心，突然洗手，表明无故。
For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning.
我若说我要这样讲，这就是你奸诈待你众子。
When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。Surely
you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction.
他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐，历尽了。As
a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image.
因而我也心里发酸，肺腑背赤。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有说爱慕的。
My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
远离你的必要死亡，反离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。But
it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works.
诗篇第73篇在圣经里面很有名的清心诗篇。And
Psalm 73 is a very famous psalm of purity in the Bible.
清心诗篇，清心两个字原文是单纯的心。And
the original meaning is the simplicity of heart.
单纯的心就是清心的重要的意义。
And let us look at the significance of this simplicity of heart in this psalm.
这首诗叫做亚萨写的诗,
and it is a psalm of Asaph.
除了诗篇主的大卫的诗之外,
and other than the psalm of David in the Bible,
两个人写的诗最多也最宝贵,
and two other people written many psalms and are most precious as well.
一个是科拉的后裔,
and one is by the sons of Korah.
科拉后裔写的诗,
the son of Korah,
都写到基督和教会的启示。
Has often written about Christ and the revelation of His church.
一共十二篇克拉的诗。
And there were 12 of those psalms.
另外就是十二篇亚撒写的诗。
And then there were 12 other psalms of Asaph.
亚撒写的诗有一个特点。
And Asaph's psalm has this characteristic.
是到荒凉中的得胜者。
That it speaks of the victors among desolation.
亚撒活在最荒凉的时候。
For Asaph dwell in the time of desolation.
以色列人被掳到巴比伦。
And as Israelites were taken captive to Babylon.
在仇敌的权势底下。
And under the oppression of the enemy,
过了很长的年日,
and they had lived long there.
一个人一生八九十岁,
and a man may live 80 or 90 years.
到了八十岁、九十岁，看不见主的拯救,
and if they have lived that long without seeing salvation of the Lord,
没有很大的信心, 连真实都要灰心了,
and then their faith diminished and they may be disheartened.
他们在仇敌很大的压迫底下过日子,
and because they were constantly oppressed by the enemy,
不许他们敬拜,
and they were not allowed to worship,
不许他们所有的自由,
and they were taken away the freedom from them,
不许他们用本国的言语来说话,
and they were not allowed to be spoken of their own language.
那个时候神的百姓极大的痛苦,
and so therefore the children of God suffered at that
time. 但是神借着这个环境产生许多的得胜者,
but through this outward circumstance the Lord had raised up many overcomers.
旧约里面有一部分最宝贵的一部分,
and there's a part in the Old Testament which is most precious,
都是在被掳的时代出来的,
and they happened during the time of captivity.
旧约最后几本书都叫被掳先知,
and the last few of books of, from the, by the prophets were the prophets of captivity.
神真是兴起得胜者来,
and because God desired to raise up the overcomers,
亚撒写了十二篇的诗,
and Asaph had written 12 of those songs,
都叫做荒凉中的得胜,
and they all could be titled as the victory at desolation.
一开始告诉我们清心是何等重要,
and right from the start it tells us how important it is to have simple hearts.
心里单纯是件最重要的事,
and to be pure in heart is most important.
他说神实在恩待了以色列中那些心里单纯的人,
and it begins with saying that truly God is good to Israel to such as are pure in heart.
至于我显现失德失跌我的脚险些滑跌,
and but as for me my feet had almost stumbled.
他险些滑跌还没有这个倒下去,
and it says almost stumbled,
因为他不是完全不单纯的,
and because he is not as not that complicated.
心里单纯的人,
and those who are pure in heart,
没有跌倒的原因,
and has no a reason for their stumbling,
不会滑跌,
they won't slip and fall.
今天我们活在这个地上,
but today as we live in this world,
实际上面我们就像当初以色列人活在巴比伦的权下,
and actually it's just like we are living under the oppression as Israelites under the oppression of Babylon.
整个世界都处于那恶者,
and for the world is suffer under the hands of the enemy.
神的儿女在这世界上不容易生活,
it is not easy for children of God to live in this world.
更不容易要凭着基督徒的良心来生活,
and it is not so easy to keep the conscience of Christians to live on the world.
更不容易我们要照着我们的心来侍奉,
and it is not easy to serve the Lord according to one's will.
我们要活出神儿女的荣耀的生活,
if we are to live out the glorious life of the children of God,
我们要看见世界的权势了,
and we must know that there is something called the power of the world.
我们过两个礼拜有中国两个弟兄要来,
and in the about 2 weeks, there are two brothers from China were with us, and they had stood against the oppression constantly. And it is not to say that Americans, Christians, do not resist, but then we know that the world has many facets.
他们遇见那个霸权的世界,
and they are dealing with the power
of violence. 碰到的最诱惑人的世界,
but then we are living under the world of temptation.
世界绊倒我们的力量,
the world has this great stumbling power,
要比中国还要强得多,
and perhaps it's even greater than those in living under China.
我们在美国就不知不觉的就倒下来了,
and because in America without you thinking about it you stumble and fall.
我们倒下来了还不知道倒下来了,
and oftentimes we do not know even we have fallen on the ground.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
And dear brothers and sisters, but the words of God doesn't change. For God is gracious to those among Israelites pure in heart. Because those who are pure in heart will not stumble. And how come this psalmist almost stumbled? There is one reason. And because his eyes is switched from the Lord to the around surroundings. And he is paying attention to his circumstances. And to observe the world around him. And therefore he almost stumbled. And he was living under this oppression of the
Babylon.
And he says, this is the evil one. And they are sinful.
People.
But then they live in riches. Because they thought the world belonged to them. And they do not need to suffer and try like other people. And they're wearing pride as if they're wearing necklace. And violence covers them like a garment. And they are so fat and as if their eyes are getting smaller. Just like many Americans. And I believe that Babylonians were not as fat as the Americans. And they live a very peaceful life. And Chinese saying is that the people will be paid according to their conduct. And children of God, many thought the same way. And then you will know that you will be not too far from stumbling. And after I lived this life, and oftentimes I realized that the good people do not always end up good, and the bad people do not always end up bad. Sometimes I see a wicked man, and as the wicked man oppressed the children of God, and then if I thought, oh, he would not die good. And that was when I was young, I thought that. Because I think God will punish him. And God will deal with him. And then please, you will not be like this for too long. And you will weep one day. But 1 year passed and 10 years passed, he never cried. And even to his death, he did not weep. But then God does not think like us. And God do not judge people trivially. But then these recent years, and I'm different. And this is the wicked person. Especially when I visit China, when brothers and sisters relate things to me. And rarely I would interrupt them and then criticize people. But I truly empathize with the children of the Lord. But then I would say this. And then as if they criticize them, I would say, oh, those people go to hell. And because many people say something. And I say, oh, brothers and sisters, they are the people on the way to hell. Do we know that people will go to hell? Do we believe that there is a future after people's death? Do we believe that the Lord has prepared eternity for us? This life is but temporal. And the things in this world is vanity. And people commit transgressions in life. And even if they gain a lot in this world, but then this time will pass. And what awaits them is the eternal pain. And everyone will die. And there's judgment after death. If there is no judgment, and Paul says, then why don't we just also go eat and drink and be merry, or we'll die tomorrow? The children of God are different.
我们不是相信，我们知道。
We are not to believe in what we know.
神的话告诉我们这样。
But because God has told us so in His word.
神的话安定在天了。
And for the words of God always steadfast in heaven.
这个世界都要毁灭了。
And this world will perish.
亚萨呢，也看见世界上的人。
And Asaph is the one who knows this world.
他们这样的张狂。
And as if they, these people are so violent.
到死的时候。 他们说身体还是壮实,
and even when they die, they will remain strong.
他们说真的超过他们心里所想的,
and they have received more than what they have asked.
头一段亚萨说心里有点不单纯了,
and in the first passage speak of how Asaph could not be that simple. And he said, therefore, almost I stumbled. I almost slipped and fall.
他们的口吸毒,
and they have blasphemed.
他们的舌头毁谤,
and they have spoke wicked words.
他们自身的名到了这里,
and then, but the children of God has tasted the bitter cup fully.
弟兄姊妹们,二千年生的儿女,就和旧约同同加在一起,几千年,
and if we counted all the history of the children of, the, of God,
神的儿女的世界走的道路,
and children of the Lord always walk on the lowly way. And often they have to drain the bitter cup. And so therefore Asaph have observed the world under this knowledge. Then he began to be disheartened. And twice he said, it is in vain. And he said, I cleansed myself in vain. And I washed my hands in innocence. And he said, all day long I have been plagued. And chastened every morning. And he was so disheartened to a point. And even though he was a prophet. And he does not want to speak anymore to the children of God. And he said, if I'm going to speak on, then I will be untrue to the generation of your children. And when I thought how to understand this, and it was too painful for me. And according to his own mind, by his own sight, and he find it very difficult.
恶没有恶报，善没有善报,
and because there is seemingly no fair judgment,
这些邪恶的人, 他们的地上长进了富贵,
and the wicked people enjoying riches in this world,
到死也平安,
and even though they enjoy the peaceful life by death, but all the children of God suffer so much in their lives. Oh, it is so difficult to tread on this journey. And according to this passage, and it's following the prior passage, and he had found a turning point. And he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, and then I understood their end. And as he put himself in some other place, no longer he observed things by his own perspective, but when he started to see things by God's perspective, and he entered into God's
sanctuary,
and so therefore he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. And as he turned around, and then he realized, surely you set them in slippery places, and you cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. And they are utterly consumed with terror. And this is a famous saying. And for he realized that God had placed them in the slippery slope. And what is this slippery place? And that is to say, they will keep falling on this ground. And have you ever passed by a slippery place? And have you seen the slippery slope of the
life?
And for a lot of people, our whole life is like a slippery slope. And when a child climbing on the slide, they cannot help themselves. And they do not need to use any of their strength to go or to stop. And then as it goes quickly. And the life of man is just like a
slide.
And the days of our life is like a slippery slope. And quickly it turns to nothing. And this is a short time. Therefore, the people of the world are living in vanity. And that is the destiny of their lives. And many years ago, I preached from this passage. I labeled it as called the slippery slope. And because that was the time when Taiwan was about to face a great disaster. And because that was about to happen a flood. And there was the famous August 7th flood. And that was a great flood. And until 50 years later, we still haven't seen the same thing. And that was the time I was about to visit a gospel friend. And his last name is Zheng. And he was a hard man. And I could not tell him anything. As we were trying to
speak,
and all of a sudden the weather changed.
闪电大雷啊,
and lightning and great thunder. And then no one could see raining that hard. And it caused such a great flood. And only by 2 hours worth of rain. And the whole heavens opened. And as if the spring of the ground broke. And the rain came so fast and rapid. And our friend was so afraid. And I did not know how serious was it either. But then I enjoyed how he changed his countenance. And but actually, I did not know the ramification of that rain. Because God helped me.
And
great flash of lightning and peals of thunders. Now you're afraid. And that rain stopped in 2 hours. And no one can go out to this walk on the street anymore. And that great water. And many dead corpses and animals and the female long hair are all floating in the water. And as I returned to the meeting place. And then I asked, how big is this disaster? And one person was responsible to be the person in charge of the Department of Health. And then he cried before me. And he said, I went to the countryside. And I found out that the place was no longer
there.
And actually, two places were washed away. Those two places were famous of idolatry in Taiwan. But there was nothing living found remaining. And animal and anything living died in those places. And as the Department of Health went in there and they found out it's only corruption and death. And then he came to look me up afterwards. He was crying. Oh, he said, oh, Brother Z, you have never seen such a tragedy. So that Sunday morning, and I would preach the message for the gospel. And I was preaching this title, Slippery Slope. And all our days is like a slippery slope. And so often we get cast down into destruction. And then we have fallen into terror. And if we do not return, and we will perish just the same way. Dear brothers and sisters, our whole life is like a slippery slope. And the peace we enjoy in the United States. And we know that this world gives us much enjoyment and temptation. But then we must realize that our life is a slippery slope. If we are not watchful, if we do not see through our end, and if we do not return to the Lord, and we are not much different from the people of the world, and we will be gone from. And at the end, we will all fall into desolation as well. although we may not perish. But then the end will be terrible. And we will be consumed by terror, nevertheless, just the same. And I tell you that when a person is about to die, if he has no assurance of him being saved, and if you do not have to see such a person, don't go see
them.
And I serve the Lord, so if I see a person who is about to depart, and I've seen many people who have not been saved and they're about to die, it was always a dreadful situation. And because they are facing a very dreadful darkness ahead of them, if they do not have the Lord, because they won't know what to do, they will not know where they will go. And as they enter their end, there was not one person found strong. And I met many people who have this tragic end. And I also know many people who are believers. And they believe in the Lord and they have assurance. And at their end, it is such a great difference as the deathbed. And for them, it's simple as they treading over a threshold. And as I was young, there was a classmate of mine, his last name is Lee, and he was clever. And when he was in studying in Jiao Da, and it's not easy to enter that school, and the schoolwork is heavy, but he was smart. And he handled the homework very easily. And before the exam, especially comes to mathematics, we were tested from many, many different textbooks. All the different majors, they come together for the exam. Because that is only one technical school department. So they all come together for the exam. And more than 1,000 people for the math exam. And in the summertime, every time during the exam, they have to carry out a few people. Because it was so hot. And it was a nervous time for everybody. But for him, it was different. He was the first to hand in the test paper. And he always find himself receiving full scores. Such a smart person. And one time when we gone through physical exam, and he was found out diagnosed as second stage of tuberculosis. And then immediately he was weakened. And he was so weak he could not walk anymore. And at the end, we have to preach the gospel to him. And then he believed in the Lord nicely. And he was changed. And the Lord did not keep him long on earth. But as he about to leave, depart. And it was so good. Everyone around him knew that he was saved. And because he left this earth very peacefully. And his family members cried bitterly because he was a new believer. And then he told them, don't cry, I'm just leaving. I'm only going to the Lord. And the Lord is coming to receive me. And at the end he said only one word and left. He only repeated this word. He said, oh Lord, I thank you. Oh Lord, I thank you. Oh, truly you come to receive me. Lord, I thank you. Now I'm leaving. Oh, you have to take me with you. Dear brothers and sisters, that is such a great difference. And that is such an extreme example for the Lord did not keep him on earth. And if the Lord is to keep us here a little longer, and I'm older than you, perhaps you will stay on here longer. Dear brothers and sisters, here there is a big turn. And we are living in this world. Or if we are believers living in another reality. To live before the Lord. To live in the Lord.
这是诗篇73篇告诉我们的,
and this is what Psalm 73 is to admonish us.
亚萨这里有大的转机,
and Asaph have received this great turning point.
你带我们到了圣所,
oh, you have led me into your sanctuary.
想到他们的句句,
and when I think of their end,
实在把他们安身华地,
surely you set them in slippery
slopes.
And you cast them down to destruction.
Oh,
how they are brought to desolation in the morning. They're consumed with terror as a dream when one awakes. And the Lord shall despise their image. And as if their whole life was but a dream. And do you want your life to be like a dream? And I will be 80 next year. And my life goes by quickly. And I was once as young as you. And I was younger than you once. Oh, now I say that the life goes by quickly. And as a man awakes, then he realized his past was a dream. But if you are only to realize it when you awake on that day, it's too late. And for the children of God should realize it today. Life of man is but a dream. So the Bible said the Lord despised all their image. And the nobility or the humility of a man, richness or poverty, and they are counted as the same before God.
From
God's perspective of man is always pitiful. We are all but dreamers. God despised their image. And therefore he was grieved in his heart. And how he observed the environment by his own intellect, and how he despised what the Lord has given him, and as if he is pricked in his heart. Now we know that he is moving over to another realm, and he has returned, and he became a person who pursued the Lord now. And he now lives a new life, and he said, I will be with you, and you are holding on to my right hand, and you will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. And this is the assurance of a saint. And if we dwell with the Lord all our days, and the psalm we sang earlier, as we walk with the Lord, and in the light of His Word, and what glory shines upon our way. And we know this is a different kind of living. And as I walk with my Lord, we can walk with the Lord, and we can be with God to pass through this journey of life on earth. And we know that we will gain every day. Brothers and sisters, don't you know that children of God, as we live on the earth, and we counted every day the same. And if we do not have today, if we do not have the Lord, then we don't have today. And this day, as if it's just lost from my life. If I have the Lord today, if I have been with the Lord today, I have pursued Him, I have walked with Him, then I have gained my day, and this day is true to me, and this day I shall again see on the future, because this day will be stored in the Lord eternally, and to walk with the Lord daily, to abide in Him daily, and to pursue Him daily, then a person has a very precious living. Then we will gain assurance in this day. And the Lord will receive us into glory. And may we all turn around on this point, and to see the dreadfulness of the world. And to see that the best things from this world, but a wicked lie. And those who live in this world, and although they may be peaceful at death,
是啊,
and not too many of them, I say, and even the best of the world,
说得的比他说,
and if they have gained more than they had imagined,
他所得的到死也没有损失,
but then at the end, even though they have not lost anything materially, and yes, counted them rich all their lives.
享受一生啊,
yes, they have enjoyed all their days. But actually, the Bible said they went through the slippery slope. And the tens of years just passed by them quickly. And they will fall into desolation. And will be consumed by terror. Now, but we have this turning point. And that we can now think of things before the Lord. And we understand the dreadfulness of life. And we turn back. And now enter into a new realm. And to walk with the Lord. And to be guided by His counsel. And He will give us His words to guide us. And will receive us into His glory. Verse 25 is most famous. It's worthy of our attention. It is the best explanation of what is the meaning of pure in heart. And what are those who are pure in heart? And that 25 gives us the definition. Whom have I? In heaven but you.
除你之外,
and there is none upon the earth that I desire besides you. And this is the reality of one who has pure heart. For he has no one else in heaven
我只有主,
but the Lord.
在地上我也没有爱慕的,
and he has nothing he desires on earth
只有主,
besides the Lord.
有一年我到中国去,
and one year I visited China, and I was to visit a brother. And he was my senior, and senior in Christ. And he was an important co-worker of Brother Watchman Nee. And I saw him when I was young. And of course, we were separated for tens of years. I do not know how he looked like. I wanted to see him. And I was young. While I was young, he was already the leader of the whole Shandong territory. But then I obtained his address of Shanghai. And later on, he moved to Shanghai. And I did not know I have obtained a false address. And because they would not casually give people the true address. I thought that was the real address. Oh, actually, it was not Shanghai, but Hangzhou. So I went there. And it was by the West Lake. And it was not easy to go to him directly, so I pretend to walk around the West Lake. And so I travel about and then I call a taxi. And then I show the address. And I say, please bring me to this point to find this man. After he looked at it, and he said, oh, mister, this address does not exist. And I say, why? He said, oh, I was born in this town. And I lived all my life in this town. And I know everywhere here, and there's no such road and no such address here. And I found it great trouble. And I actually am not very good with orientation. I do not know where I was about. But if I have obtained a wrong address in a strange town, what do I do? So I stopped to pray. And I was standing on the street and praying. And I say, this address must be true. But you don't believe my words. Just take me anyway. And whenever I point the finger, you just go there. He said, oh, mister, then I'm just getting money from you too easily. Because You will not find it.
我不在乎花钱, 你替我开。
And I say, don't mind about money, just drive.
好了, 你要花就去花吧。
He said, oh, okay, it's your money.
其实我上去我行走根本哪条路都不认得。
And actually, I do not know where the direction I would drive. I just say, point over here. Then turn here.
开到了开了好长的时间了。
And we were driving around for a long time. And then the driver say, oh, the sun is about to set. He said, I cannot drive on anymore.
我看你回去。
Why don't I drop you off where I picked you up?
我不回去。
I said, no, I don't want to return.
我下来了。
I just,
那现在这个不行。
He said, oh, mister, you can't.
我有责任的。
This is my responsibility. What if you, something happened to you? You came from the
state.
And this is already on the edge of the
countryside.
And I'm the last one dropping you
off.
And if something happened to you, I will be responsible. And I say, oh, be at ease, and I'm a believer of Christ. Well, nothing will happen to me, just go back. And he asked me, what will happen to you? And I say, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus. And don't worry about me, nothing will happen to me. And so after much argument, then he left. And then I was standing in the middle of nowhere, I said, well, what shall I do? And because I don't have the address. And then I don't know where this place is, actually. And what shall I do? And then I, according to the Lord's feeling in me, I just keep walking. And I just go, be led according to what's my peace inside. And I just walk about. And then I went to many places and then I said, well, I'm tired, I do not know how to return anymore. And there's not too many people around here and I don't see any cars. But then suddenly the Lord spoke to me clearly and said, go over there and then I turn. And more I walk and more I find it right. And I said, oh Lord, I'm trusting you completely. No one walks like this. And then to a point, the Lord said, turn this corner. And suddenly a young lad came by. And the last name was Zhao. His name is Zhao Bicheng, avoiding the city. And then a little boy came. And I have this urge to want to ask him. I asked the little boy. I said, do you know who is Zhao Yeye? Because he was just a young boy, he was not very alert. He said, how do you know Zhao Yeye?
And I said,
oh yeah, you can answer this then, that means I'm near. And said, I am his friend. And he asked me, are you truly his friend? And I said, I'm coming to visit him from United States, I have to be his friend, right? And then all the way we were walking, he said, are you truly his friend? Then later on, I told his family, I said, you cannot allow the children to know where you are. And he said, if you are truly the family, his friend, then I will bring you. I thank the Lord. To such a place. It was such a very lowly place. And no taxi can find such a place. I went in. It was only a table there, a little bed. And between the bed and the table, there was not enough room for two chairs. And the person could sit up, and then it would be right at the table. And then the elderly sister was there. And I said, oh sister, I'm here to look for Brother Zhao. And please be at ease, I come from the States. And I have seen him when I was young. I looked at him. And there was a blackboard on the wall. And there was English on the wall. And it was Psalm 73:25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. And I say, oh, outstanding. So marvelous. And Psalm 73:25 is on the blackboard in English. I say, what's my brother? She said, he left.
什么时候回来啊?
He's traveling, and when will he come back?
我也不知道他往哪里去,
and she said, I don't know when, where he is and when he will return. And you may be waiting for a long time.
我等,
he said, okay, I'll just wait.
不太久老丁回来了,
and not too much longer, the elderly brother returned. I've seen him when I was young. And his English was good and he was in a suit. And but that time when I see him again, and he became so old, and his China coat, Chinese coat was full of repair, and his hair was white. And he aged a lot. And this brother has suffered so much in these tens of years. But then somehow the Lord's glory, the Lord's presence, and will cause me to worship the Lord. I said, oh, Brother Zhao, it's God's miracle to brought me here. I told him how I found him. He said, oh, brother, truly the Lord has sent you here. The Lord has sent you to visit me. Now I must tell you what's in my heart. And then we were so joyfully sharing
with
each other. And I say, oh brother, why are you writing the Bible verse on the table? I mean, the wall, is that okay? And he said, oh brother Z, they don't know English. So therefore I write English and not Chinese. But what if someone who knows English come here? So therefore I wrote on the board. And if someone who knows English, I'll just wipe it off. And there's no one word I will keep on the board. And he spent all his days visiting churches. Dear brothers and sisters. And actually I took a picture later on.
最很好的地方, 我照相的技术最差,
but then I have this I was not very skilled with my camera, the picture was lost. And so then when someone is visiting us, I say, hey, we don't have a camera. They love to take picture, but and she said, oh, we don't have a camera, perhaps we can find one now. So on that day, I was taking pictures of the blackboard, which was not easy. But then when I brought back, then none of them could
be seen.
But it was clearly stating that there is none but you in heaven.
除你之外,
there is none
在地上我也没有所爱慕的,
upon earth that I desire besides you. If we live only a peaceful life on earth, and even if we enjoy the best life on earth, and is it beneficial to me or to my brother? Have I obtained my life or my brother in China? And our end will come quickly. And our whole life is but a slippery slope. But then we slide perhaps differently. Our days go by quickly. And so often we can count up the things of the Lord. And there are so many testimonies in the Lord. I walk with the Lord. I was taken by His counsel. I follow His footsteps. I pursue His life. But then I'm still different from my brother. His life is so precious. After much suffering, after difficulty, after danger, every day he was pressed down. But then the joy that he enjoyed in this life is not much more than what I can understand. And I could not compare the enjoyment I have with his. And the days that for everyone is
short,
and we can only come between the separating lines, and we see eternity is ahead of us, and we know soon we will all come before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, and this is a great difference, and we will all be receiving the glory. But then our brother in the glory will be different from us.
是要靠主那么近了。
And he will be so close to the Lord.
真要和主一同显现在荣耀里了。
And he will be revealed in glory with the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们这边诗篇是我们的心转变的一篇。
And this Psalm 73 is a psalm to turn our hearts.
我们以后多给你们讲几次圣灵的经历。
And if we begin to speak to you the experience of the Holy Spirit，
我们的心要转向主啊。
But first we must turn our hearts to the Lord.
知道我们人生一生的空虚和短暂。
To know the emptiness and the temporal life that we have.
同样是个短暂的人生。
And it is, we all live through short lives.
用来追求主。
But if we spend it on pursuing the Lord,
那就是追求永远。
Then we are pursuing eternity.
我们的一生就那么的充实了。
Then our life is completely fulfilled.
当我与主同行。
And as I walk with the Lord,
在他话的光中。
In the light of His word,
主转变我们的心。
The Lord shall turn our hearts.
我们再唱364首。
Let's sing hymn 364 again.